T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me do this. Really, I'm going to tell you one thing. People around the world, I'm going to do one thing. You can't touch this.
It's time to talk.
It's such a strange way to get to the code word, Robbie. I don't really understand that.
I get it.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. It is Channing's Change. You guys know what the word is based on the clue.
No.
I do, because I wrote it.
It's tattoo.
Really?
Yep. T-A-T-T-O-O. Tattoo. I mean, Robin does have a lot of tattoos.
Why did you say, "Hey, boss, the plane"?
Well, I would have
gone with that too.
Do you even know what that's from?
That's too old for our audience.
I would have gone with the Birdman Anderson clip. I feel like he's more known for his tattoos.
No,
than
but you know, don't. You would say Bird.
Who was that rapper that we were into for like a day?
Stitches?
Yeah.
Stitches. I also thought about Lou Headley too. But.
No, but you like you would come up with other words if you said Birdman. If you played a clip from him, you would say Bird. You wouldn't say tattoo.
If we played a clip of Birdman and I told you the code word was tattoos, you're like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, but they wouldn't guess it. They wouldn't guess it initially.
More
though.
So than Robin, I would have gone crazy.
Right, and you played the thing about
Korea.
China. Wasn't that the Korea?
He said that he's going to help fix the Chinese thing.
Right.
He's our diplomat. Did you guys watch the secondary state?
Did you guys watch the 30 for 30 on Rodman?
Yes. No. Man,
he's out there.
He just said he had a
Texters at 72881 to get in, not the regular text line.
You go through this every time.
Yeah, text it to 72881. Tattoo.
He's had a rough go at it.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Because he was an introvert, and his way of not being an introvert was just a little different.
Yeah, and if you know what the thing that's always nuts too is the guys who have hard times when it comes to this, they always have a stint down here.
Always. Oh yeah, always.
There's always a Miami chapter.
That's right. The Lamar Odom stint down here.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman stint down here.
I'm not saying playing. I'm talking about a life stint.
No, just a stint. Just
you guys remember when they're like? Remember when they did OJ the OJ 30 for 30, and it's like chapter 4 OJ in Miami, and it's just. All of
because this is a destination.
Wait, naked women in the background.
All of crazy.
Did
OJ.
Tyson ever live down here?
No, but Tyson. Believe it or not, Tyson had a place in Ohio.
I don't think tigers are legal around here. I don't know if he could bring his tiger.
I don't know.
Tyson trained
wait,
in upstate.
Dude, really?
Tyson. You know, Tyson
got
from,
a guy who had a cougar.
Tyson's from Brownsville, but Yeah.
But it was illegal.
It was illegal. Look, like,
you know what? Can I just say something? You guys are being jerks to my guy Tyrone Spawn.
Here we go.
Is this really the week to talk about to bring up the cougar stuff, Florida Fish and Wildlife? Really? Okay, my man's having a hard week. He's got sabotage written all over him from these British promoters that are trying to hamstring him out there with a bogus PED test. And now you want to now you want to bring up the cougar thing again? Very disappointing. Anyway. Yeah, Tyson was like from Tyson born in Brooklyn, but like he trained at upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
He had a house in Connecticut too, I think.
Houses everywhere.
And remember,
Vegas.
And you know, Tyson's a wise man now. Now he's telling Conor McGregor to look within. Look within.
That's
dude.
Crazy.
That's the guy that's giving life advice.
Can I just say, yeah. When I'm thinking about life advice, I'm not looking at my Rolodex and saying, let me give Tyson a call.
No, I mean Tyson offered it without really it wasn't like it was.
Did you guys see that Conor McGregor has just launched his whiskey in Moscow? Yep.
They don't drink whiskey.
I didn't think so
vodka.
Either.
They
I thought they were vodka,
vodka
people.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've been demanding proper 12. Now, obviously, like, doesn't Khabib have to come out with like a tap tap vodka?
Well, I don't. Isn't Khabib Muslim?
Oh, that's right.
He doesn't do
Damn,
the alcohol.
He can't do alcohol.
How ridiculous! Come on, you got to know that.
Yeah, but
that's how did I get that?
It sounds like that conversation should have been switched, and you would have said, "Hey, dummy, he's Muslim."
Yeah, but like, it's for the joke. Religion should again.
I mean, he doesn't have to drink his vodka. He could make it and spend money.
I don't think that's how that works.
No.
I don't think that's how that works. I think that would make you a massive hypocrite.
Pretty much.
I mean,
he could come up with, you know, something else.
I think pretty much he just makes his money off of mauling people and fighting bears.
He could make like the O'Doul's version of vodka, like the non-alcohol version.
All right, let's get to headlines.
What's the point?
What's the point?
This
you're just drinking what?
WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar.
Vodka without alcohol is water.
Sports station.
It's made from grain, right? You might as well just get a potato.
Made from potato.
Yeah, might as well just get a potato.
What are you talking about, grain?
Isn't potato a grain? No, it's not, is it? Never mind. I'm going to shut up now.
Did you hear that, Tobin?
Yeah, he asked if potato was a grain, bro.
That's how close you've been to health.
That's that hyena laugh that we heard the other day in the meeting. When I had to turn around.
Dude, wait a minute.
When the chick that hacked our election started talking about...
You have the Googles? Hey, I'm telling you, I was more offended that I was the only one.
That you were the only one laughing?
Yes.
Yeah, because you only laughed because of Tobin.
Here's what happened. We're sitting around, and then
we're going to hand it over to our IT lady.
Who I never thought was Russian because she said, Lena, that's it.
Right. And I can barely hear her. And she goes, okay, here we have the Googles.
And then Tobin did this.
Perked up like a prairie dog.
Like, yeah, he went prairie dog on me, right? The only good thing is I'm about to fall on the ground. Beast turned his back on me like he didn't even know me.
if I looked at you, bro, I would have been laughing
but
too.
But Tobin was blocking our boss. So they couldn't see me.
What do you got, Beast?
I got a headache.
One is a grain. Made vodka.
Yeah, I told you that some vodkas are made from other stuff besides potatoes.
You also said potato was great.
Well, whatever.
Listen, it's been an hour. Tell me what happened in baseball last night. I need to hear it again.
Listen.
Thank you, Myers.
The Braves lost to the Cardinals.
How did they lose?
They got mollywopped. Mollywopped. 13-1, those choke artists.
Oh, my God.
And on... the end of that, Brian McCann says he's done with baseball. Retiring.
So long, you bastard. Get the hell out of the sport. Nobody wants you.
That's what I would do to Chuck Norris. Mollywop.
We don't want you, your unwritten rules, or your chubby chipmunk beard. Get the hell out of here. Baseball will never be more popular than it is without Brian McCann. Mark my words.
You don't think there'll be someone else to take over?
Not as bad as this.
You think attendance is going to spike?
He has an unwritten rules intern that is going to take over?
Nah.
Is he Kramer?
I love it.
The game was over before happy hour even ended.
Hit the bricks. And by the way, you should thank Clayton Kershaw to the sun and stars that he choked yesterday, because that's the only reason that you guys aren't the story of baseball. That yet again, you have reigned over two decades as being the biggest choke artist ever known to hit the major four sports. You bums.
Can you play the Distracted by TV sounder? The dumbest question I've ever seen in my life. Better stats on Thursday Night Football tonight, Daniel Jones or Tom Brady?
Why?
Get the hell out of here.
Daniel Jones, because he'll be playing catch up.
What is stats? You want to go touchdowns? You want to go throwing yards?
It doesn't matter.
Who have the most yards? Maybe Daniel Jones, because he'll be playing catch-up.
Maybe.
But he's got to go up against that Patriots defense. You know?
They're really good. They got probably one of their best...
best defense is one of the best teams they've ever had.
Right.
Well, at least under the Belichick.
Since like the 03.
Well, that really means ever had.
Since the McGinnis, the Brewski days.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of distracted by television, I wanted to get to this. Are you done with headlines?
Miami Heat won their second preseason game yesterday, 108-94.
Are you gonna at least tell us what games we got tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna get to that.
No, you weren't.
No, it wasn't.
Basically, you haven't mentioned the two college games tonight, too.
Oh God.
Syracuse and NC State.
The degenerate.
Tonight, UL Monroe, Texas State.
Who?
What?
UL Monroe, Texas State.
The Armadillos are in action?
Yeah.
Blow the whistle! Blow the whistle! Game 5 tonight between the Astros and Rays at 7:07. Go ahead.
So Baker Mayfield.
Oh, this guy.
Seems like he was vindicated by cameras. So Richard Sherman looks like a flat-out liar that Baker Mayfield did not shake his hand.
Can I please chime in here? Here's what Richard Sherman did.
He lied.
Richard Sherman generated a story to make his point about Baker Mayfield. The point is valid.
Hold on.
The story is not.
Well, can you explain that?
Hold on. You've used the term generated a story. He lied.
Okay. To make his point.
He lied.
His point was why don't you do something before you start talking all that trash and stuff?
Why would you lie about that? Why do you have to generate that story?
Because
already out there.
He basically wanted a little support story for his point.
So he lied.
Doesn't
But the point is still valid.
He lied.
The story is a lie.
It's not
Leroy really means.
Yeah, but it's not valid because there's a difference between him being between Baker Mayfield being a jackass and confident and him being disrespectful. He wasn't disrespectful.
Okay. You got it. I would agree. He was not disrespectful.
Here's a
Richard Sherman is saying, based on how he carries himself, is disrespectful, including that.
Just say that.
I know.
Here's Baker Mayfield. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday.
Richard Sherman was on the Pat McAfee show, right?
Right. Richard Sherman was on the Pat McAfee show, excuse me. And this was him asking, basically saying, he's gonna reach out and apologize to Baker.
The questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done. You know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him in person. I mean, on the phone. But he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
Yeah, my bad.
My bad, lied.
My bad. Like, the thing that drives me a little bit nuts about it, though, Leroy, is I just kind of feel like you're running up the score on Baker Mayfield. You know what I mean? Like, he's already off to an awful start.
Like, you're piling on?
He's already getting mocked relentlessly for not performing and talking all that mess and getting all the commercials and getting all that stuff. Then on top of it, you say he was disrespectful when it wasn't true?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kind of have a problem with it. You know? Like, we could say generated story. We could say fit, but like,
time out. I'm not condoning what he did. I was merely trying to give an explanation as to why he did it.
Seems like you were kind of excusing the behavior.
No.
Baker Mayfield was, of course, asked about the Richard Sherman situation. Here's what he had to say.
I haven't had my phone on me. Just got out of practice, but I just heard that. It's nice of him.
Did that bother you at all when he said what he did, that he didn't shake his hand and all that?
No. You know, I know what I did, but that's, you know, the one time the camera and something recording me is, you know, gone in my favor.
Yeah, because the last recording we got of you is you trying to outrun that fat cop.
That's a funny answer.
Yeah. He does. He does have a nice little.
Oh, he's witty.
Yeah.
He is witty.
Seems a little dry.
He got a plus one for that. Plus one for Baker if they had that kind of system.
If we had Mike Biamonte saying that.
Hey, not a Baker fan, but Sherman is going to 100% is 100% going to bash him when Baker doesn't accept the apology as well. Because you know.
Oh, yeah, he's just waiting
Team
for
Petty.
It. Yeah, as soon as he doesn't get a text back, he's going to be like, see, he wouldn't even take my apologies. Like,
right, oh. Right.
All
right,
he doesn't have to. Right. That's not how apologies work.
I don't condone what he said again.
You ever get mad at somebody for not accepting your apology?
No.
Me neither. It's supposed
to. I tell people all the time, I'm apologizing because I'm sorry. If I wasn't sorry, I wouldn't apologize.
Correct.
So whether you accept it or not doesn't change the way I feel. I'm just trying to let you know that I do feel bad about what I did.
Texter writes in, he lied, and if there wasn't video of Baker, he would still be getting slammed. Sherman gets a minus one for defamation.
True. No, that's true.
Minus one.
That's true. But I don't. And then somebody said, Sherm was talking about the handshake right after the coin. Like, you dap on when you get there, you flip the coin, and then on the way out when you exit, boom, 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 quick dap.
No, doesn't everyone shake?
But the
like
difference,
not always. Like, you normally, yeah, but like.
The difference was, though, Sherman put up a screenshot of when Baker was still on the field looking at him, and he made it seem like Baker didn't shake his hand.
No. Look, he was wrong. And I don't, my whole thing is, does Richard Sherman really have to do anything to prove his point?
No.
Baker's doing it.
But wait a minute. You just flipped 180 from where you started.
No. I've never.
No, well, we talked about this on Monday.
I never said what he did was wrong. I was just trying to say why he did it.
No, but we talked about this on Monday with Richard Sherman. I was like, Richard Sherman has to love being back in the spotlight as like one of the voices of football because he's kind of been anonymous. Like Jalen Ramsey's kind of taken his role as like the loudmouth secondary guy.
But notice Richard Sherman wasn't winning. And so that's why he wasn't doing it.
No, 100%. But now that he is again, it felt like he kind of basked it a little bit too much.
Yeah, he went overboard. He tried to get back too quick.
He's just like, you guys remember me? I got stuff to say.
Somebody say, Leroy, just stop. Come on, man. What are you doing?
15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate it, man. We gotta get Will on, man. We don't ever talk to Will Manso anymore.
But let's book him. Let's get him on.
Does he owe us a dartboard of doom throw?
Yes, he does owe us a dartboard of doom throw.
Don't make that the lead answer, Robbie, if we reach out to him. Maybe we get him in here one day.
Why don't we get him in for a show?
Yeah, let's do that. I was just saying, Leroy, we haven't, because Robbie played the 15 minutes of heat intro from Will Manso. We haven't heard from him in a while. We haven't seen our boy Will.
Yeah, we should have Will in for a show one day.
Have we gotten too high in shenanigans for handsome anchor Will Manso to come on our show anymore? Like, are we going to ruin?
Wait, we saw him at Heat Media Day.
Did we?
Yeah,
I didn't see him. I haven't seen him actually in a long time. But Marlins Macho Marlins man saw him recently when he was Mean Gene Manso. Told him his face was in last place.
That seems cruel.
Come on, man.
Cool and unusual punishment.
He used to be the go-to guy off the bench when one of you guys were out. It was Will Manso.
Oh, man. Hey, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up November 16th, it is the Dribble Drive Against Cancer. Zaslo leads the way as he has the Dribble Drive Challenge. It's going to go 13.8 miles from Miami Cancer Institute to in Kendall all the way to the American Airlines Arena. They also got the Dribble Drive, which is from Vizcaya to the arena. That's like 3.3 miles or so. So if you want to do a little shortened up version, and you don't want to get blisters on your feet like Zaslo inevitably will. You think he's training this year?
Why not?
I'm just asking. Well, he didn't last year, and you know, I felt like didn't he need like a day or two of recovery afterwards?
He did.
Really?
I mean, 13.8 miles.
It's an awesome cause, but inevitably, all of you will have stronger legs than Zaslo will, so it won't be as much of a challenge if you want to go the 13.8 miles. Just saying.
He's the equivalent of Chuck Norris.
What? No, he's not the equivalent of Chuck Norris. I shoot down the notion. We also got the Dribble Drive Dash, which goes around the perimeter of the arena. You guys can form teams now or donate to this awesome cause. Go to heathelpcure.org. Speaking of your Miami Heat, they won last night. They handled the Charlotte Hornets 108-94 in preseason action. And it's only that close because the fourth quarter was basically like Charlotte making a little window dressing when everybody was out. But a big story yesterday, Dion Waiters, 19 points, 7-12 from the field, 4-5 from downtown. Duncan Robinson had a monster third quarter. Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, Justice Winslow, they all stayed home in Miami. So on the back-to-back, they were shorthanded. Wasn't a problem. In fact, Charlotte was real lousy. John Crotty's basically mocking them on the broadcast. Like, this team's got no talent. They're terrible. But the interesting thing, let's play a little bit of Dion Waiters with Jason Jackson afterwards. So Dion had himself a monster game, and he is saying this is his belief. He believes it's because Spo let him go play his game. That was the Dion translation of what yesterday was. And here is Philly Cheese.
That was the first half for your head right there. Yeah. When you get it going both ways, where you're setting other guys up on top of getting your stuff going, what's really happening in the way that you're approaching things?
Nah, man, you know, like it's all about opportunity. Like I said, just being able to make plays for myself and others. Spo let me play my game. You know, it's the other thing that I got to continue to keep taking care of, continue to keep working towards. And, you know, the basketball is easy for me. So far as just being able to play, I've been playing my whole life. But just being able to have an opportunity to allow me to play my game, you know, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Well, it's that was a good move by him. He threw a little nod to the coach where he's just like, see, coach, you let me play my game. That's what you get. You get Philly cheese.
Philly cheese. Nobody signs out like Philly cheese.
We got a Is there a chance that Michael B does that after he scores?
Philly cheese.
Yeah.
We could ask him.
Can he
I bet we could get Mike B to just do it for our show.
Put that on the list of things we need Mike B to record.
Dude, send this text.
What?
This is how Leroy's going to get knocked out.
Oh. Oh, well, there's a video attached.
He's this is great though. So if you missed it, we had Ira Windham on last hour, and he goes, waiters. He goes in his piece. He goes, waiters made it clear after the game that he has no desire to play the reserve. He believes the bench role is Spoelstra's way of pushing him into further condition. He goes, I know the reason why I'm coming off the bench. That's between us. Wink, wink. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, he's such a shot maker. You wish he could just get over the hurdle of being a. It's like the Melo thing. Like, just if he got over the hurdle of being like the bench.
Wait,
as a thing.
How long did it take D Wade?
Took him a while. Took him leaving. But he's Dwayne Wade.
I know. But wait,
he's Dwayne motherfucking
Wade. Wait. But I mean, Carmelo's like 3 years younger than him.
That's bananas.
Dwayne Wade didn't really come off the bench until he was in Cleveland. Until like you know.
Yeah. Until
before they sent him out of there.
There was all that unrest. By the way, there is a little bit of a NBA update that's from the Chinese game that's not political.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving got hit in the face by Rondo and refractured his face, it seems.
Again?
Like.
Again?
Yeah. 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 Because he did it in training camp and then wasn't playing with a mask in China, which he should have been. And
surprised that it's Rondo.
He left the game. So, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Surprising it's Rondo. Which, by the way, I got to say, it's still one of the weirdest things in the NBA that Rondo and LeBron are playing together. That's strange. That
is odd.
He took a picture next to a Celtics fan that wore a shirt that said LeBron is a bitch. Like,
I don't think LeBron really cares about anything other than money at this point.
Or winning.
Is he really going to win?
He might.
What the heck?
LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Dude, are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Remember, consider this a warning. That's what they said after the first preseason win.
Okay.
What is the score right now? Do we have an update, Robbie? Do you have any idea what it is in China?
Of course he does. He probably has action. Morning action?
Are they hiding the scores because the Chinese don't want us to know what the score is?
It was like a one-point game with 10 seconds left.
Do you have Chinese action?
At the end
of the third, it's Lakers 87, Nets 84.
Wait.
Yeah, and the Rockets won 118 and 111.
He just said with 10 seconds to go, they're up one.
I was talking about the Rockets and the Raptors game.
Oh, okay.
That was over an hour ago.
That was in Japan. And then the Lakers, obviously, they're up three in the China game against the Nets.
No Eurasia!
Oh, boy.
Heat of the moment.
Bob Kraft certainly does.
Texas Reds and Waiters is a pimp.
Also followed by, what the hell did Waiters just say? Did he have two mouthpieces of smile at the same time during an interview? He does talk like an old boxer.
He's got marbles in his mouth when he talks. That's for sure. But I understood Philly cheese.
Philly cheese.
That's all I need to know.
That's all I'm telling you. Should we go Philly three? Like, just everybody hold up threes.
I would love it if he was mic'd up during a game.
Oh.
We just got that nonstop. He also is and one guy. He is. Every time there's a layup. Did it go in? No, it went off the backboard. L1!
Oh, he's not even fouled.
It's always. L1!
They all do that, though, now. That's the new thing.
Not like him. He is an OG of it.
He is special.
He loves shouting N1.
Oh, you don't even need
the rim mic, and you can hear him shout, L1!
It's pretty amazing. This is going to be pretty amazing when the season starts. And they announced the starting five. And he's taking off his pants. And they go, hey, we already named five guys.
Hey, Mike, I think you forgot to mention me.
Wait, Philly Cheese not in the starting lineup?
Philly Cheese.
Philly Cheese don't come off the bench.
Do you see him just like going to the table to check in without being told?
Yes!
Don't you kind of wish he would just, like a Meta World piece would just change his name legally to Philly Cheese?
I mean, look, my whole thing with him is he said this before. This is not.
No. This is not new.
But
now he's got. Now
one of my favorite players is a six man. The point guard from. He played for the Clippers and.
Lou Williams?
No, not Lou Williams. Before
Jordan
Lou Williams.
Jordan Crawford?
Yes.
Or Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford. That dude's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only sixth man that you look on at the stat sheet and he scored 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, man, it's okay.
He scored, I don't know if he was a sixth man at the time, but he had like a 50-point game against the Heat when he was on the Knicks. Like 52 against
right,
the Heat.
Right, but he's had to start stretches because somebody got hurt.
All
right,
but guys, like, Philly Cheese is still young, and he sees he's got 2 years left on this deal.
Jamal Crawford has been coming off the bench for years.
Leroy, Philly Cheese in his mind is not going to get a Jamal Crawford contract. He wants a Supermax. That's Philly Cheese's mind. In his mind, he thinks he's a $200 million basketball player. And
better keep without, getting him four for 60 ain't bad.
In his mind, 4 for 60 ain't bad. It is 4 for 60. That's good living.
Right.
But Philly Cheese sees
Philly Cheese.
He sees Gordon Hayward.
5 for 200.
Yeah, he's like, I'm better than him.
As he told us.
I thought you were talking about his attempts. 4 for 60. I'm like, whoa, that's not going to get paid.
No, but it's pretty amazing because, I mean, he was downright offended when we asked him about Gordon Hayward.
Excuse me?
All right.
I'm Philly Cheese.
Philly Cheese.
That's my new favorite drop.
No, you know,
listen,
I can't let you do this. I can't let you do this. You know why?
Why?
Because, like, you have all these drops for these guys, and you can't wait to include them in a trade.
You're the one who threw Deion Waiters in the trade today, not me.
I just threw him in there because he's closer to Bradley Beal than any of the other guys. But, as Iris said, they would probably want young guys so they could start over.
Do you know how fast you would get hung up on if you offered Deion Waiters for Bradley Beal in a trade?
No, and one of the other guys.
Okay. The brr, brr.
That's his parrot, his phone.
Go ahead, Pat Riley. What do you have to say to the Wizards GM?
Well listen, Mr. Wizards GM, you're brand new.
What is that guy's name? What is the new guy's
name?
It's not
the other guy anymore. It's not Ernie. It's not Ernie Grunfeld anymore. It's somebody else. But it's a Mr. Wizards. Don't even have one. I don't know. Mr. Wizards GM or Interim GM.
It's somebody named Tommy Shepard.
Oh, no.
T-Shep, my dog. T-Shep.
Listen, we know we can get you under the...
That threshold.
Ooh, I like what you...
Tax threshold.
You're talking nice to me, yeah. Pat Riley. What do you got to say with this whole deal?
Listen, you guys can't afford to pay Bradley Beal his massive extension.
He might take it, Pat. I mean, we still got 4 days left. He might take it.
But, like, he's not going to sign with you guys. Why don't we give you a little bit of...
Philly cheese.
And if that's not enough, we'll throw in a little fiddler crab and Justice Winslow. What do you think? Hello? Wizards GM?
And then Riley tries one more time.
Oh, I think we got disconnected.
Huh.
He's not picking up. He's ghosting. Screening my calls.
Oh, my God.
So, no, wait. So, here's the thing. Remember when this all started? It was you have to also take John Wall's contract, is that gone now?
It's not gone, but I think that I think that was just more people concocting how they could convince to
you don't
take,
know if they really ever wanted to do that.
I don't know. Right. I don't know if anybody does want to do it. I don't know if that's off the table, but I feel like people the closer we get to Bradley Beal not taking this extension, the closer we're going to get to them just having to move on from Bradley Beal, you know? That's what I think it ultimately comes down to. Maybe Bradley Beal makes all NBA this year and they offer him a bigger extension. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I think there's a lot of options open, but I do think that if we get to the point, he's not going to take this extension. He would have done it already. Like, let's be honest. He's not taking this extension. So I think we're at a point right now where you see how the year goes. And if you're watching, maybe you still got him for 2 more years. So do you see how great he is and see if you could fleece people even more? You know, you also got to sell, you know, this may be one of those things where you got to sell tickets too. And you already have John Wall out. Do you have season ticket holders? Are you going to take away your one good player that you have?
What if the Lakers chime in? They don't have any room or do you think they could swoop in and say?
I mean, is what do they trade for him? Kuzma?
Ooh, no, I'd rather have Kuzma.
You'd rather have Kuzma than Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
Really?
Dollar for dollar.
You're just talking about like everything encompassing or just as a player?
Just the player.
You just like Kuzma better?
Yeah.
Huh.
I like his length, and I like just his versatility. Something would be, what is he, like 6?
He's like 6'9", at least.
6'9".
Is he still 6'9"? We're changing all these heights.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take 6'8".
So Draymond Green's not accepting it. He doesn't accept rulers. He's just like, nope, don't believe it.
Somebody
said, he's calling Kyler Murray right now.
Somebody said, I'll throw Philly cheese in every possible trade. He's just like Whiteside with the attitude. Not really.
He can actually play.
He doesn't talk to fish, at least.
I mean, are they similar? I never looked at Philly cheese like Whiteside.
No. I think they're similar.
I
do think there's similarities. I think the difference is that he's not in an ancient position. He's not the old school big. Like I think Philly cheese being a scorer off the bench is always going to have some place in this league. You know,
right?
I think Hassan Whiteside is making $28 million. I don't think he'll sniff anything close to that ever again, just because of the position. I think centers are like running backs. They're just getting priced out. Like nobody, nobody values it anymore.
Whoa! Somebody said Kuzma is trash.
I don't like Kuzma, man.
Really?
Not a Kuzma fan.
All right.
Certainly not better than Bradley Beal. He might look.
I said more versatile. I didn't say better.
I think you're finagling. I think you're doing some Richard Sherman stuff right now.
You're parsing words.
Bad. Thank you, Quinville. Got a Doombox next. You didn't catch the sound, right? We were only debating Deion Waiters. Nothing scandalous.
Again.
Beast is so tired. He wants to talk. He's like the rest of his brethren out here. Everybody. See, here's the thing. The office today is awful because all the Patriots fans are geared up because there's Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bunch of Sully and Mavs walking around.
Should have worn my shirt.
Do your job. Ugh. All around. So I'm sorry. I want to talk about the Heat basketball. I know it's hard for you because you're a Celtics fan.
Is Kuzma 6'11"? Is Kuzma 6'11"?
Oh, Ira just tweeted out a Deion article.
Hey, by the way, I was 3-0 last week, not 2-1.
Oh, there's a discrepancy.
He said I picked the Jets. I didn't pick the Jets.
I think you did pick the Jets.
I think you might have picked the Jets because you're an Adam Gase guy. I think it's very possible.
You said that. You said 13.5, too much for the Jets, and you didn't believe in the Eagles.
We won't retroactively trade.
Look, it doesn't really change anything.
It doesn't change anything.
It's the first week. We'll go check the records.
What's the record?
Me and Leroy, I have us all at 2-1. Robbie 3-0.
That's right.
Now I lost, so I still get to pick first. Throwing at the dartboard of doom tomorrow.
Oh.
You got anything good on there?
Save for tomorrow, bro.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
Just get Will in here. Throw another.
All right.
Are we picking three?
Three games.
Three
Beast.
Games.
There are 13 games in this, so there will be one game that doesn't get picked. So
why you put Axelman in there?
Because that's all the NFL games. There's no Thursday night game. I don't want to discriminate against any NFL game.
Oh, you don't want to miss out a game just because. All right.
Is that?
I need to.
All right, Leroy's up next. Oh, nice catch. Still got it.
Still got it.
Nice catch out of the backfield.
Ooh, that was quick.
All right, and I
got
to draw.
All right, I got little point spreads. I'm happy.
All right, one, two.
Oh, there's a whopper.
Here we go. We got to translate Robbie's writing again.
Somebody must have eaten one.
All right, boys, you ready? Here's what I got. All right, whoa. I have the Eagles at the Vikings Sunday at 1:00. Minnesota is the standard 3-point home favorite. I have the Texans at the Chiefs. 1 p.m. on Sunday, Kansas City, a 4.5-point favorite. That is a fun matchup. Uh-oh, I think... is anybody missing a game?
No. We have... If anything, there's one extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one you want me to take.
The top one is your pick. The top one
is my pick.
Yeah.
49ers at the Rams, 4:05 on Sunday. The Rams, 3.5-point favorites.
All right. I have... Let's see if I can read. I have the Titans at Broncos... 4:25 Sunday, Denver's 2.5-point favorite. I have the Panthers at Bucks. This is a London game.
That is a London game.
9:30 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite. You are so showering in action.
Morning action.
Steelers at Chargers. Sunday night football, 8:20.
It means so much different than what
Chargers. Chargers are 6.5-point favorite. Leroy?
That's Sunday
night. I have the Seahawks at the Browns. Seattle's favored by 1.5 on the road. I have the Ravens The Jaguars are visiting the Ravens.
Oh. Wait, hold on. I got the Jaguars game. I think you got the Bengals. Yeah, you got the Bengals.
Oh, Bengals. Bengals at the Ravens. The Baltimore is 11-point favorite. And the Falcons are visiting the Cardinals. Atlanta's a 2.5-point favorite.
Ooh, what a game.
That's that's bad versus bad right there. That's like Dolphins versus
Redskins.
Redskins bad.
Saints, I got the Saints at the Jaguars. The Jaguars 1-point favorites at home.
Yeah. Ooh,
I got the Cowboys at the Jets. Cowboys 7.5-point favorites on the
road. That's it?
Well, Sam Darnold's back. That's probably why the line's not as big as it was.
That's it? If it makes that much of a difference?
I mean, I don't want to spoil my pick. I'll save that for tomorrow. And then finally, Redskins at the Dolphins.
I'll give you a pick. Cowboys by 30.
They've lost two, so they probably got a little anger.
Yep. Redskins minus 3.5.
Patriots win tonight.
So Redskins are favored by 3.5.
Yep.
With,
Case Keenum's a starting quarterback.
They're Callahan, bro.
Is there anything that
if
Josh...
If you say tired, I'm old.
If there's anything
I'm thinking
that...
It.
By the way, is there anything that Josh Rosen could do to show...
Maybe save a kitten out of a tree or something like that? Really to help to PR?
No, just out of curiosity, is there anything that Josh Rosen could do to impress you this year?
Pull a baby out of a burning fire?
Yeah, he certainly could. You know what? It'd be nice. More than 10 points. Then why don't we start baby steps? Give me 2 touchdowns.
You know, it's not all incumbent upon the quarterback.
You're right. It's not. But if we're going to say impress me, if he's going to be my clown, impress me, clown. Get me 2 touchdowns. You asked. I answered.
This game is going to be so ugly on Sunday.
Yeah, maybe it's a classic. Who knows? You don't know that.
Hello? Classic?
Yeah.
Classic.
Well, that's what happened with the 2 bad teams that played two weeks ago.
You boys got anything else
Virginia
for us?
Virginia Tech and Miami. Oh, it turned out to be a
doozy.
Right. It was fun. That was a fun game.
Yeah.
It was.
Fun and bad.
Still pretty embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Tomorrow night could
be a thriller. Ja'Cory Harris kind of went Philly cheese on the situation.
Oh, you mean Nicosi?
Nicosi.
Flooding.
Who like... All about me. We lost by a touchdown, but I scored 30.
If Nahosi wins tomorrow night.
That's the coaching staff's fault. They're enabling.
Oh, Nahosi wins tomorrow night. Snapchat sex videos for everybody.
That IG is going to be lit.
Might be Manny Diaz in the background. Go, Hosey. Go, Hosey. Go, Hosey. Talk to you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.